Hello there, and welcome to this week's Orlando Holiday Planning Podcast News, bringing you all the latest news from Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. I'm recording this on Monday, the 1st of July, 2024. Today, massive changes are coming to Lightning Lane, Tiana's opens, and Disney Treasure Cruise ship preview. So please stand clear of the closing doors, keep your hands and arms inside the podcast at all times, and let's get on with the show. Let's start with the big news from Orlando. Genie Plus is no more. From the 24th of July, say hello to Lightning Lane, multi-pass and single pass. It's something that really divides Walt Disney World guests. Some still remember FastPass Plus when it was free, whereas others just love skipping the queues. Disney is finally making some changes to Genie Plus and Lightning Lane to make things easier for all of us. So are we really saying goodbye to Genie Plus? Starting July 24th, Walt Disney World will be giving the services new names to make things clearer. Genie Plus will now be known as Lightning Lane Multi-Pass, and individual Lightning Lane will now be called Lightning Lane Single Pass. Let's start with Lightning Lane Multi-Pass. You'll now be able to make 3 Lightning Lane reservations for 1 theme park per day in advance. After using one of your selections on the day of your visit, you can check the My Disney Experience app to see if there are any additional times available to make another selection. You'll be walking into the park with 3 rides already booked. And when you tap in for one of your reservations, you'll be able to replace it with another, meaning you could always be holding 3 rides at any time. Pretty big improvement, if you ask me. Before, you had to buy Genie Plus on the day and hope that there was something decent to use it on. 3 of the 4 parks, there's a tier system. You can book 1 from tier 1 and 2 from tier 2. It's only Animal Kingdom that will have no tiers, so you can book 3 of whatever you like. For example, in Magic Kingdom, the tier 1 rides are Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Jungle Cruise, Peter Pan's Flight, Space Mountain, and Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So, for example, you could pick Tiana's as your tier 1 pick, and then Haunted Mansion and Pirates as your tier 2 rides. Your first 3 reservations need to be all in the same park. Once you use one on the day, you can then start making return times for rides in another park as long as you have a park hopper ticket. If you're coming from the UK and booked with us, you already have park hopping included. My top picks for each park are the ones that will save you the most time, not necessarily the best rides over, but the ones that will save you waiting for ages in the standby queue. At Magic Kingdom, my top tier picks are Jungle Cruise, Tiana's and Peter Pan in tier 1 and Haunted Mansion, Winnie and Pirates tier 2. In Epcot, I'd go for either Remy or Frozen tier 1. In the studios, I'll be booking Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway or Rock and Roller Coaster in tier 1. Then Tower of Terror, Toy Story Mania and Alien Swirling Saucers from tier 2. Over at Animal Kingdom, there are no tiers, and I'd be going for Kilimanjaro, Safaris, Expedition Everest and the River Journey in Pandora. If that all sounds a bit fiddly, if you've booked your Orlando holiday with us, don't worry, your Orlando guru will help you sort everything. Just use the link in the show notes to get in touch. Lightning Lane's Multipass will work with the vast majority of rides at Disney World, except for those premium rides. For those, you can buy a one-off Lightning Lane single pass. Currently, this is for rides like Guardians, Tron, and Rise of the Resistance, and you'll be able to purchase these in advance too. So basically, Lightning Lane Multipass lets you book in advance and pick 3 attractions, while Lightning Lane Single Pass is for snagging a spot on a popular ride in advance. It's all about making your Disney experience smoother and more enjoyable. So how far in advance can you book? If you're staying at a Disney Resort hotel or a select hotel, you can book Lightning Lane passes up to 7 days in advance for your whole stay, up to 14 days. Everyone else can book up to 3 days ahead. That's a big reason to stay on site at Disney or at a hotel such as the Drury Plaza. These early booking options will help you snag rides and experiences you don't want to miss after you've figured out your dining reservations and other plans. You can buy a Lightning Lane multi-pass, a Lightning Lane single pass, or get both. The My Disney Experience app is getting a makeover to make buying and planning stuff a breeze. It'll have less steps, and you can now buy a multi-pass and single pass all at once. Easy peasy. Lightning Lane passes will combine features from the current services and the old FastPass Plus service. You'll be able to plan in advance and skip the stress of last-minute planning during your trip. Disney Cruise Line just dropped some major details about their upcoming ship, the Disney Treasure. This ship will be packed with all your favorite characters from Pixar, Star Wars, and Marvel, as well as attractions from Walt Disney World and Disneyland, just like the magical Disney Wish. The incredible Disney Treasure is currently being built at the Meyer Werft shipyard in Germany and will run on environmentally friendly liquefied natural gas. With a weight of around 144,000 gross tons, the Disney Treasure will be slightly bigger than the Disney Dream and Disney Fantasy. She'll set sail on its very first journey, a thrilling 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise from Port Canaveral on December the 21st, 2024. Following this, the Treasure will offer an amazing inaugural season of 7-night trips to both the Eastern and Western Caribbean, departing from Port Canaveral. And we have more news to share with you too with the thrilling new addition to the worlds of Marvel on the Disney Treasure. The Guardians of the Galaxy, a dinner show called Marvel Celebration of Heroes Groot Remix. Join Groot on an epic quest to throw the ultimate surprise party for Rocket, all while enjoying a delicious meal to the rhythm of popular songs. Test your Marvel knowledge with fun trivia that the whole family can participate in. This incredible new show will be available on select nights at Worlds of Marvel, alongside the popular Avengers Quantum Encounter show that premiered on the Disney Wish. I am incredibly excited for Plaza de Coco, the first ever theatrical dining experience inspired by the beloved Disney and Pixar film Coco. Miguel and his family will come to life in Mariachi Plaza, treating guests to two unforgettable nights of vibrant music and storytelling that honors the importance of family and traditions. The modern twist on traditional Mexican cuisine and live entertainment will truly make this a magical experience. Plaza de Coco is set to be the must-see attraction on the Disney Treasure, offering unique dining, a bit like Arendelle, a frozen dining adventure on the Disney Wish. From the sneak peeks we've seen, the design and atmosphere of Plaza de Coco promise to be just as amazing. Tiana opened the doors to her Frontierland adventure this week. So far, the reviews have been mainly positive. However, the ride does seem to be going down a lot more than Disney probably thought might happen. I discussed the problems the ride was having during previews on a previous podcast. It seems to be mainly to do with the animatronics not working. Hopefully the problems are solved pretty quickly. Orlando's in full summer mode with the parks packed out most days. Not sure when the best time to visit is. Check out our video on YouTube. The link's in the show notes. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks as always for listening. My name's Martin. I'm a former Disney cast member and now a full-time Disney travel planner. It's my job to make sure that you have an awesome Orlando adventure. Get in touch using the links in the show notes or visit orlandoinsider.co.uk. That's orlandoinsider, all one word, .co.uk. And one of the team will be happy to help you create some Disney dreams. Well, for now, have a magical day.